I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. The National Young Farmers Coalition had 10 young farmers in Washington, D.C. earlier this week, speaking to their representatives and advocating for a 2018 farm bill that renews rural economics and enables a new generation of farmers to grow the nation's food supply. One of the participants of the fly-in, representing Colorado, was Jocelyn Story, who's on the Flatiron Young Farmer Coalition Leadership Committee and a farm manager of Cure Organic Farm near Boulder. She shares more about the issues and topics they discussed as they visited with legislators.
One of the things we're really concerned about is that two-thirds, so about 70% of the farmland, is going to change hands in the next 20 years in the states. There's a 6-to-1 ratio of farmers over 65 to under 35, which goes to show we have a lot of old farmers, so land is going to be changing hands. And 90% of these farmers don't have a succession plan, so that means their land could go up for sale and become developed land, which is obviously not helpful for farmers. And there's a lot of young farmers trying to break into the farming industry, but are having a difficult time doing so because of land access and because of the financial backing they need to do so. So that's our goal, is to be here in Washington talking to our representatives and figuring out how we can best move the farmland to the younger generations and assist new farmers in helping them get their businesses started so they can have a viable and bright future in farming.
That's Colorado Ag Today.